Hello, and welcome to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoitmacher, and I will be your host. Today, we'll be continuing on with the lesson of true care and how important it is to tying everything together and every other aspect of our lives, and just showing the general importance of this particular emotion and this particular state of being. I wasn't intending on going and doing another episode on this, but there was something that happened in my personal life that has made it so that way I feel compelled to do so, to share a story that I feel perfectly encapsulates the entire point that I'm trying to make, as well as the state of humanity as a whole at this particular point in time period. And it is unfortunately a very In my opinion, it's kind of a sad story. It's one that doesn't have to exist, and yet it does. And it is just a perfect one to illustrate how ridiculous we've become, how disconnected we've become from one another, in an era where we can be more connected than at any other time, to show how surface level we are in terms of our general understanding of things and paying lip service to things and not actually really caring about anything that we're talking about on deeper levels. And anyway, it's a personal story in a way, in the sense that I was part of it. But without further ado, I'm just going to get straight into the story. So, at my work, we have different shifts and we have different things that we do on different days. I'm not gonna get into what all that is. It's not important for the point of the story, but it is for the shift part. There's only one day that I work with this individual that I have overlap with. It's on Fridays, and it's about a 4 to 4.5 hour overlap of time period. And then, of course, usually we are not doing similar or same task to make it so that we work together due to us being on different shifts and how things play out on that particular regard. But on this particular day a few weeks ago, this ended up happening to where we were put next to each other, back to back, and we're doing similar things for what was going on there. Now, this is a young woman who is in her mid-20s. Most heterosexual men would consider her to be very attractive, and she has a very unique style that she has for her personal fashion, and it stands out pretty straightforward and honestly, and it's alluring in a way. Because how striking it is. And, not everybody's gonna like it. Some people are gonna absolutely hate it. Some people are gonna absolutely love it. Some people are just gonna be wondering, what the heck, why is she wearing that type deal? But the point is, because of how unique it is and how much it stands out, that it's obvious that it's there and that it's being called out to, and that kind of stuff with it. So I don't know her all that well. She doesn't know me all that well on a personal level. I decided to start chatting with her to try to make the time go by a little faster and whatnot, and to just, get to know a colleague better. And eventually we get to a round where I start talking about stuff with her and her style. And so I ask her what made it so that way she chose this style? What was the origins of it? What was important about it for her? Why did she, basically how it came into being and why she chose it and to wear these things and that kind of stuff, and what were her influences in her past that made that happen, etc. Well, before she even went and told me what that stuff was in terms of the connections into her past and what made her wear it now and kind of who she is on a deeper level a little bit and whatnot, she said something that was really took me aback. I don't even know if she recognized that she said it out loud, or maybe she did and just needed to say it out loud and whatnot. But what she had stated was the following: "No one has ever asked me that question before." To me, that was mind-boggling that nobody could, ask that question before. It seems like the most obvious question to ask for someone who dresses in such a unique way. I mean, this is a slight exaggeration, but imagine everybody's dressed in our modern clothing time period and whatnot, and then suddenly you get someone that shows up wearing clothes from like the Renaissance fair or medieval time period. Okay? They obviously stand out. That's how much her style stands out. It literally stands out. It's very unique. It's very much that with it. And no one has ever asked this question to her before in her life. And she's in her mid-20s. This is ridiculous to me. It makes absolutely no sense, and it shows how little we actually care about one another. Now, granted, there might be people that she has that are friends or a family member or whatever that know already, and so they don't need to ask. Okay, fine. But she's surely met new people around along the time periods from when this started, because it went back to her teenage years, according to her, and whatnot. So she's had a decade plus of wearing this style or something similar to it, and no one has ever asked her about why she wears the stuff that she did and whatnot. Now, according to her, someone did ask it, but they were asking it in a very demeaning way and whatnot. They didn't ask it from a place of curiosity and trying to truly understand. They asked it in a way that had to do with, being derogatory towards her. So there have been people that have asked, of course, but she meant it in a way that's like actually truly caring about the origins of it and wanting to understand her better and knowing that. So the most basic thing about this person that anybody can go and ask, because it's right there in front of you, that you can see, no one has taken the time to actually ask her about it in a way that is to truly understand. It's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. The people that she has surrounded herself with, they don't actually care about her unless they already know why for what's going on. They are what we would call fair weather friends. They are people who are just there because they want to be around her or make themselves feel good or whatever. They're paying lip service to the idea of being friends. But if shit were to hit the fan, they wouldn't actually be there. They wouldn't actually do anything with it. They don't care about her on a deeper level because they don't even understand her. You can't love someone or hate someone until you understand them. It's just a fact. You can't do that. You can't make it so you truly care about something until you actually understand it on a deep level, or at least want to understand it on a deep level. This question that I asked is not a deep level question. I'm not asking something that shouldn't have been asked by somebody else and whatnot. I mean, imagine, think of it this way. We have this thing called the cognitive attachment map, all right? And so think of it like a bullseye for like archery and whatnot, the rings that go into it, or like a dartboard for the rings that go into it. At the center of most people's attachment map, cognitive attachment map, is their body, their physical self. Maybe if they have children, their children are there, and then themselves for what's going on. And that's the most important part, the core of who they are and what they believe about themselves. And then As we move further and further out, and different layers of the rings and whatnot, till we get to the very edges of things, those are the other things that are become less and less important as we get out closer to the edges. And they define the person less and less. And so, at least it's how they view themselves, less and less. And so, obviously, if she's wearing this and it's unique to her and all that, it's important, but it's also something that, while it might be near one of her core aspects of herself, it's something that's blatantly obvious for anybody to go and ask again because it stands out like a sore thumb. It's just right there all the time for anybody to deal with it. And so the fact that nobody came to her in such a way and asked the question in a way that wasn't coming from a place of assumption and wasn't coming from a place of being demeaning or degrading or treating her like crap in some capacity or another, and nobody's asked her this, is just terrible. It shows how humanity has fallen into such a level, such a state, that everything's surface level. Everything has no deeper meaning to stuff with it. We can't even ask the basic question of why anymore. That's been so beaten out of us that we don't ask that of our friends and trying to understand them, so that way we can understand what motivates them and understand how they think, why they think what they think, etc., for what's going on. And so this young lady has made it so that way the people that are around her and surround her have shown their true colors. At least in my estimation, they've shown their true colors. Again, if they already know why, then that's a completely different story for what's going on. But everybody else, they're just surface level stuff. They're there for something else, for what's going on with it. My guess is, for part of the reason why this has occurred, is because of how beautiful she is. And whatnot. Most heterosexual men would find her very attractive and very alluring, regardless of what she was wearing or not. And, so it makes it so that way falls into two categories typically for men that would approach her. One, being the ones that actually do approach, and then ones that don't. The ones that don't are just gawking at her from a distance, putting her up on a pedestal, not saying anything, not knowing what to do, not interacting, and but maybe if they do go over there, they fumble over their words, and nothing comes of it because too many people approach her all the time. Then the ones that actually approach her, they don't not care about her as an individual. They only care about using her. They don't care about seeing her. They don't care about understanding her. It could be, it doesn't have to be for sexual purposes for the use, although it can be for that. It could be that they just want eye candy, someone that they can take with them and have them on that for it. So, maybe some friends don't ask these questions, but a potential romantic partner should. It doesn't matter whether she's into men or women, I don't know. None of that matters in any way, shape, or form. The point is that nobody in her circle has ever told her that. And she felt the need to acknowledge the fact that I had done something that no one else had done before in the way and manner in which I did it. And, that's just sad to me. It's a very sad situation. And, I'm wanting a positive outcome for her, and I'm wanting her to, get people who actually care about her in her life, and to make it so that way she has that for her. She has to make her choices for what's going on there, and I don't know her all that well. I'm not gonna try to push the issue in any way, shape, or form, for what's going on there, but this is true of many other facets of humanity as well, where, there's, say, a homeless person and whatnot. How many of people now are doing TikTok videos or YouTube shorts or whatever the deal is, showing them helping this homeless person, but they don't actually care about the homeless person. They're not actually teaching them how to be not homeless, or helping them to buy a house or getting them a job or doing anything else that comes along with that. They're just using the homeless person to get likes and approval on their particular social media platform of choice. And this is the state of humanity. This is how far we have fallen in terms of not actually taking care of one another and focusing only on surface level stuff that doesn't actually have any meaning whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying every human being on the planet is this way, and I'm not saying that all of life is this way and that nobody cares about anything at all, because if that were the case, everything would be falling apart really fast and we'd be in a much worse state than we are. But there's too many people who are in this state, and there's too many people who, only give surface level attention to things and surface level care to things with it, and it has a ripple effect over everything and everything that goes on that in our lives and whatnot. People have no clue about the level of apathy that there is in this world and that it's rising. And the more that the apathy rises, the more problems we're gonna see for everybody. Because if nobody cares about that, well, then whatever, it doesn't get done. Now imagine the people who take care of our plumbing and sewage. Ah, I don't care. The world's going to shit anyway. Well, then we're going to have diseases rampant and whatnot. Oh, I don't care about dealing with this electrical outage and whatnot during the snowstorm. Well, then people might freeze to death. People have to care to a certain degree in order to make this work for stuff with it. It's what binds us together as a species. It's what makes it so that way we go and do the things that need to be done on a higher level for things with it. If we get rid of our care and think that we can function just as robotic beings, we cannot. It will not work for us. It will never work for us. It has never worked for us. It's not something that does anything with it. We are human beings. We have emotions. We have emotional needs. We are social creatures. We have social needs that are going on with it. And we all need to do better and step up to taking care of ourselves and taking care of other people and the world around us. Instead of making it so that way we fall into the trap of apathy, we need to make it so that way we decide that we want to make the world a better place, even if it's just a tiny amount for what's going on. This is what Gandhi meant by by saying, be the change you want to see in the world. That's what it is. You have to become that change for what's going on. That's what this podcast is for me and whatnot. I have decided that I care enough to create a podcast about these various different topics and put it out there and try to make it so that way I spread what I found, what I think is important to other people, and trying to make it so that way I create a better world for all of us. If every single person was doing this on the planet and making it so that way they weren't just thinking about themselves all the time and made it so that way they gave a little bit to everybody else for what's going on in terms of their time, their attention, their care, whatever it is, and whatnot, and making it so that way every single person on the planet did this to the best of their capability, we would have such a better society that it would be unfathomable to us compared to what it is now. Because we are in a state of degradation and decay in comparison to what we could be due to the fact that we don't give a damn about any of this stuff anymore. That we don't actually truly care about stuff. You want to know if someone cares about you? Not by their words, it's by their actions, what they do. What they say is meaningless. What anybody says is meaningless. And the other part of it is you can also do it by their lack of actions for what's happening. In the case of the person who I was speaking about earlier and whatnot, the young lady that I work with, she doesn't have anybody, in my estimation, that has ever given a true damn about her on a deep level. Again, excluding those who might already know the answer to the question that I asked. It's absurd to me. We can't even take the time to ask questions of our fellow human beings and try to understand them and make it so that way we can determine, anything about them whatsoever. Maybe this is why there's so many problems with politics too. Making it so that way we decide that we know what the other side is and that they're already evil or whatever the deal is. Or that we don't need to look into that and that kind of stuff because, heaven forbid, we actually try to figure out truth and whatnot. That's the other part of this, is that people don't want to know things for what's going on. Our curiosity has been beaten out of us to the point that we are becoming more and more robotic and that kind of stuff with it. And then social media has made it so that way all the worst parts of us are getting, exposed and put up there and making it so that more people think it's okay to behave that way for what's going on and making everything worse with it. Because now we're giving our time and attention to trying to get more time and more attention from other people and get validation that way. As if somehow whoever has the most likes on Facebook or the most subscribers on TikTok or followers on TikTok or whatever and on YouTube and that kind of stuff, or the most retweets on X slash Twitter, that somehow means anything of any importance whatsoever. Yeah, maybe it feels good in the moment, but it doesn't actually mean anything in terms of the grand scheme of things for helping out anybody else. It doesn't mean anything in terms of making our lives have purpose and meaning. Now all we're doing is seeking external validation from some other source, which can be taken away at any moment by the change in the algorithm or by the whims of how the people feel about something and whatnot, rather than having anything of any substance whatsoever that's grounded in tangible reality. It's ironic that we are more connected than ever before in terms of their capacity to interact with each other, and yet the relationships that we have are more shallow than ever before. Just for whatever that's worth. And I would really, truly caution people into thinking that just because everybody else is doing something, that you need to be doing it too. People need to figure out what they actually care about, what's actually important to them, what they want out of life, and not worry about anybody else. I think, unfortunately, for this young woman, that she needs to figure out what's important to her on a deeper level and try to find somebody else that she can resonate with, that she can have deeper connection with, and make it so that way she surrounds herself by people who actually truly care about her, and that she might feel like she's stuck with the particular group that she has right now because she doesn't have anybody else, and that she doesn't know what else to do about the particular situation. And she thinks that, well, at least they give me some time, they give me some attention for what's going on, even if it's not the level that I desire or that I deserve or that I want. I don't know, I'm not her. Maybe I'm making too many assumptions and too many speculative leaps for what's going on there, but I can flat out tell you definitively that this royally pissed me off to hear that nobody's even bothered to ask her the legitimate question of, hey, I noticed that you dress in a manner that's very unique in comparison to everybody else. Do you mind telling me what your inspirations were and what the origins of it were and how this came into being? Seems like it's important to you. Something along those lines. That's all it would have taken. Suddenly, now you're having a real conversation with a real human being and you're getting to know them on a deeper level with what's going on. And you're using stuff that's right in front of you. Instead of making it so that way, you make all these assumptions about the person and that you think you know where they're coming from automatically, or their past or the struggles that they've come from with it. That's the other part, is that too many people make too many assumptions about stuff with it. Anyway, I've gone on this tirade slash rant long enough. I thank you all for listening that stayed with me. I hope that you got something out of it, even though it's a little different from what I normally do on here. It was important to me to talk about. And I'll see you all in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. If you thought that this was useful information or entertaining in some way, shape, or form, please like us, follow us, and or subscribe to us depending upon which platform you are using. If you want more information about the initiate's journey and understanding how all these dynamics play together, please go back and listen to other episodes in this season, or you can go and sign up for my email list at forbiddenknowledge.org, where you'll get a free PDF going into the deeper aspects of all this other stuff for what's going on and get updates on things that are happening. Thank you so much. Take care.